Judge rejects Carmelo Anthony's retrial request following murder conviction. A judge in Collin County, Texas, has denied a motion for a new trial for Carmelo Anthony, 19, who was convicted of first-degree murder at a 2025 high school track meet. Collin County District Judge Michael Chitty denied Anthony's retrial request on August 22. In June, a jury found Anthony guilty of murdering then-17-year-old Austin Metcalf during an altercation at a track meet on April 2, 2025. The altercation came about as Anthony, a student of Centennial High School, took a seat along a section of bleachers being used by a competing team from Memorial High School. When Metcalf asked Anthony to leave, Anthony refused, and as the dispute escalated, Anthony stabbed Metcalf with a folding knife. A jury rejected a lesser charge of manslaughter and instead convicted him of the first-degree murder charge. Following his conviction, Anthony was sentenced to 35 years in prison. Anthony and his legal team requested a new trial. They argued Anthony, who is African American, had his right to a fair trial curtailed because prosecutors struck all African Americans during jury selection. The absence of black jurors in this high-profile, racially divisive case involving a black defendant, and the brevity of the trial were concerning, the Collin County NAACP posted on its Facebook page following the verdict. Anthony's legal team had also sought the recusal of Judge John Roach, who presided over the trial. This week, visiting Judge Sid Harrell ordered a new judge to decide on Anthony's retrial motion. Collin County District Attorney Greg Willis welcomed the decision to reject Anthony's retrial motion on Saturday. "We respect, and expected, the court's decision denying the motion for a new trial," Willis said in a statement shared with the Epoch Times. "The jury's guilty verdict stands, and we remain confident in the process. Every defendant has the right to appeal, and our thoughts and prayers remain with the Metcalf family in the painful wake of last week's hearing." Anthony's attorney, Russell Wilson, told the Associated Press that they intend to appeal the ruling. "Our commitment to our client has not changed," Wilson said. "We will continue to advocate vigorously on his behalf through every lawful avenue available." Stacy Robinson contributed to this report.